Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh!
It's so rare that somebody clarifies what a name is long for.
Richard is long for dick.
Loreboys here. Hey. That was my attempt at making an audio wave picture, and I'll let you guess what it is if you want to. Mm-hmm. My name's James Miller, and I'm joined with...
I'm Ethan Palmer.
Peter O'Donohue. Oh, no.
Oh, that's okay. We both got it in, I think. By virtue of my speed. Peter saw me going to take a sip of beer, and he was like, oh, this is the perfect time for me to step in and say my introduction, and I ripped it away from my face to get in there.
I didn't think you tricked me. Yep. So today we're here to talk about one of my favorite series, Ratchet and Clank.
Oh.
So do you guys have any experience with the old Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, it's a tool and a sound, I believe.
Automatopoeia, I think would be. Yeah.
One of them is automatopoeic.
Yeah, right. And then Ratchet's also slang, like if you're dirty or poorly dressed or something. I don't really know. I've played 4 or 5 of the games. Or a furry. Yeah. Furry could qualify as poorly dressed in some circles, I think.
It's all dressed, relative, right?
Better dressed than me, I'll tell you that much.
But you're not wearing a shirt.
I mean in my day-to-day life, but also right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ethan is very shirtless for this episode, and I love it.
Those fursonas are expensive, man. People spend a lot of money on those.
Yeah, a few grand.
Shaggy Too Dope, I think his daughter is a furry, and they have like a video of them complaining about like a cheap fursuit they got, which is wholesome and just like fucking crazy.
ICP. Okay, that's what I was gonna
say. It's either Killer Mike or Shaggy Too Dope. I don't know which is which.
He got one made for himself too, so he could go with her to conventions.
Is he the fat one?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, well, Killer Mike then. Yeah,
he's not thin, I guess.
Dude. Yeah, he's the one who drinks Diet Faygo.
Oh, good.
Anyways, Ratchet and Clank. It's a series of action platformer games from a third-person perspective. It's like came out, I think PS2 was when it first came out, and really, really fun games.
I've played 4 of them, I think. I played 2 and 3, which is Up Your Arsenal and some third one.
And then Ratchet I played in my butt. Oh, not and Ratchet. Then, that's 2 on the nose. Wrench in my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like
I played 2 of them
games
on PS3.
Okay.
Crack in Time and whichever one came either before or after that. I don't remember what order they go in.
Yeah. So we have Ratchet and Clank, Ratchet and Clank Going Commando, Up
that's
Your
it.
Arsenal, Deadlocked, Size Matters, Clank Future, Secret Agent Clank, Clank Future Continued, Ratchet and Clank. All 4 something something Clank Collection, Ratchet and Clank. Basically, there's
clank,
like a million
Ratchet,
of
Ratchet.
Clank, 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 Diet Clank for Killer Mike.
Crystal Clank, but it was short lived.
Yeah.
Then that do you remember the most recent one?
No.
Quest for Booty?
No, it was just Ratchet and Clank. Nothing else, but it's for PS4. Yeah.
That was the remake of the first one, but they changed their personalities and cut in versions of that terrible movie nobody saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a Ratchet and Clank movie. In 2016, they were released in tandem, the newest game and the movie. We're not going to talk about the movie. Don't worry, everyone.
I did not know that there was a movie made.
Yeah.
I guess for my part, I've never really played a Ratchet and Clank game.
Are we going to talk about Mr. Zircon?
Oh, we will.
And the Groovatron?
Yeah, actually.
Fuck yeah.
I took like only 4 like weapons just to be like, oh, these are some of the weapons, and both of those were included
because they're the best fucking ones.
Yeah,
and there's also like the burping frog thing. I don't know, I love those fucking games so much.
Yeah, The 2016 version I bought and I fell in love with. It was a game, like, I could come home from work and I just felt like I was a kid playing games again. Yeah. It was, I almost 100%ed it if it wasn't for that dang hoverboard race.
Oh, I remember that. You were going for the platinum trophy and then you're like, dude, hoverboard race is too much. I'm not doing it. I was like, dude, invite me over. We'll have a couple beers. I'll beat it for you. No problem.
We did it.
I don't know if I ever tried, maybe, but
We tried. We tried for like 2 hours and we did not get any closer to beating it on time, dude. It was really hard. It's like so much harder than the rest of the game. It's like kind of silly, but
that's kind of classic early 2000s game design. Is this one out of left field, just bone cruncher of a level. Just comes out of nowhere, like 60% through the game or whatever.
Yeah.
Mr. Zircon lives only to kill. Anyway,
I loved the 2016 version. Like, I played a lot of it. One of the harder ones to get, the harder achievements, is there's a weapon called the Groovatron where you throw a disco ball and it makes everything dance in the radius.
Yeah.
And every enemy has a unique dance, which is kind of cool. And you have to do that on every single enemy throughout the game without missing one. So my combo is always open up with Groovatron, then you start using the other weapons. Just to make sure. But anyways, let's talk more about Ratchet and Clank. I want to start with a little bit of the franchise history and how we got to Ratchet and Clank.
How did we get here?
Yeah. Dive into the story of Clank, then the story of Ratchet and the Lombax, and that'll really set the stage for you to hop in at any one of these games.
Cool.
Yeah. There's a new one announced as well, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, coming out for PS5.
That's what it is, yeah.
And it was only announced like a couple days ago. So this is the cutting edge of video games right now, guys.
The PlayStation 5 event, I thought it was actually pretty impressive. I didn't see anything too fantastic there, except for more Horizon. I'm always down for more Horizon. And just a weird aside here, there is one game that I saw whose title is so fucking bad, I cannot remember it at all. It's like the old lady who keeps dying and reliving a day on a planet. It's called Reborn or like Reborning or something something absurd, like a fake stupid word.
The Rebornding.
Yeah, where it's like a Trailer Park Boys, the fucking Happy Bornt Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was, there is a trailer out for the newest game, but it really does seem more of a tech demo for the PS5.
Yeah.
They talk a lot, not very much about the story of Ratchet and Clank. We get, a sentence or two of that. But they talk all about the SSD. They're, calling it screamingly fast loading speeds and stuff like that. Just stuff to get... They're advertising the PS5 more than the game at this point, but I'm excited to see what the game looks like.
I haven't even announced the fucking price yet, but at least we finally saw the weird... flared collar that it has.
Yeah.
Pop collar. Thank God for that.
The circa 2007 American Eagle Polo popped collar on the PS5.
Gaming's always one trend behind is the problem.
So yeah, the franchise is created and developed by Insomniac Games and published by Sony Computer Entertainment for PlayStation consoles from PS2 all the way to PS5.
What's the most recent thing they made?
Insomniac? I was looking up their games recently. Right now their splash page is Ratchet and Clank 5. But let me check.
Okay. I didn't mean to derail it this hard. I'm sorry.
What other games have they made, Peter?
Resistance, all three of those.
Okay, yeah.
Resistance 3 is fucking fantastic.
They're quite in bed with Sony, aren't they, then? Yeah, all the really Sony are. Exclusives. I mean, I would get in bed with Sony if Sony asked.
Oh, they had Marvel's Spider-Man. That was their last big one.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was like, Insomniac. Yeah. I'm sure I care about them for some reason.
That was a very good game, too. I played that game not quite to 100%. I gave up near the end because of not a hoverboard race, but it was a drone race. There's always an Insomniac racing part that just kills 100%.
That kills your platinum trophy. Well, they also announced the Miles Morales Spider-Man, right, at the demo a few days ago. I don't know if that's a sequel or a DLC or what, but
it's sequel. Neither. It's an expand alone. So it is an expansion that you don't need the first game to play.
Okay. It's
the messaging on that was really fucked up because there was some executive came out because people were just like, "So is this Spider-Man 1.5 or 2? What's going on?" And he was just like, "Yeah, whatever. It's like it's an expansion and we're releasing it with a remaster, so that's how you get it. It was just like, shut the fuck up, you asshole. It's not that. It's just a standalone expansion.
They addressed it, though. They're like, is Peter Parker in the game? They're like, he's in the game, but he's not the main focus. Miles is the main focus.
Yeah, because he's in the other one.
Yeah.
And it's hot shit right now because of Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Miles Morales. So, well, I mean, Spider-Verse is a 2017 film, so as hot as that gets, I suppose.
It's the last Spider-Man.
No, it's not. There's been two since then with Tom Holland as Peter Parker. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
sorry.
You jabronis.
I do not claim to have known that. That's news to me. Cool.
The Marvel ones did not even occur to me for 1 second. Because he's just Iron Man, but boy, instead of an adult.
Pretty much. I mean, that's kind of Peter Parker's shtick. I was the only thing, and we'll get back to Ratchet and Clank in a sec. The only thing that I was really hoping for at the Sony press conference, or the PS5 press conference, was Elder Scrolls 6, and it did not happen. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Starfield has to come out first, doesn't it?
I don't know. I don't know what has to come out first.
One more time at Bethesda before they release anything good.
Yeah. I've been happy with Sony right now. I'm like pretty deep into Last of Us 2, which just came out this week. And we won't talk about that because no one needs to hear any spoilers about it.
Yeah.
I'll quit the podcast.
Yeah. All right. So we have games from PS2 all the way to PS5. I said some of the names. There's a lot of games. Size Matters and Secret Agent Clank are two that were developed not by Insomniac, but instead by High Impact Games, and that was for the PSP and the PS Vita.
Right. Yeah. And that's just to explain it to the audience in case they missed it. That's a joke about two things, because the PSP is small and portable, and it's also a dick thing.
Yeah. And the PSP and PS Vita barely made an impact on the world, so. To call it High Impact is kind of silly.
Yeah, it is. That's ironic. You could install Windows XP on your PSP. I'd seen that.
I played Liberty City Stories, the GTA, on my PSP when the PSP first came out. I saved all my babysitting money up for it. And damn, that was a system, dude. When it first came out, it felt like you had a PS1 that you could go anywhere with.
People let you babysit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't trust a man with a beard like that? Come on.
saved up all my babysitting money from 3 weeks ago and finally bought a third-hand PSP at a pawn shop.
So at one point, my mom, to like, I guess, teach me about money and stuff like that, whenever I hit a certain age, we stopped going to this babysitter that we would go to because she was a single mother. And she said, James, you can take care of Cameron, my little brother, and you'll get like $5 a week or something like that, but make sure to do a good job. And that was my lesson, and that's how I made my PSP money.
Mm-hmm. And they never saw Cameron again, so that was a double benefit.
I got my PSP. Yeah, got my PSP, so that was cool.
Babysitting money is actually money I got for selling my brother.
Yeah. I lowered the costs around the house, so it was a win-win, you know?
Exactly. Some Saudi prince got some fresh young blood to transfuse out all of his heroin blood, and it's all good.
So the games, for those who haven't played it, it takes place in a science fiction setting, and you follow the adventures of Ratchet, a feline humanoid. They call these Lombaxes, that's his race. So he looks like a person, but like cat-like.
You need that in your computer chair. Good Lombax support.
Yeah.
Don't sit on a cat, please.
Yeah.
No.
And Clank is his sidekick, and he's a diminutive, sentient robot. He's also sensitive.
Also sensitive.
Said that right.
Yeah. But Ratchet.
Yeah, you can actually talk like him pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I've played four of the games. I've heard him. I've never heard him talk enough. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
What if we peed into his mouth?
They travel through the universe, saving it from evil forces that consistently threaten it, as you can tell by how many games there are. They don't ever defeat all the evil.
Who is the villain of the first game?
I believe that is Drek.
Okay, because it's Dr. Nefarious following that, right? The robot?
Yeah, I'm doing mostly prehistory for this, so I didn't focus too much on that. But I do remember Drek is the bad guy in the 2016 version, which is a remake of the first one, so it should be Drek.
Yeah. Unless they made big changes.
Yeah.
Like some kind of exclusive movie deal or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up. Sony would never do that. But they're constantly failing movie studio that they have.
One of the things that the games series is really known for is exotic, unique, and over-the-top weapons and gadgets. That's like pretty much the mechanics. You go through the game, you get a new weapon, you can level up the weapon. Everything has to upgrade points. So if you really like this weapon, you can spec into that. But by the end, if you play the game perfectly, you can get every upgrade for every weapon.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'll say a few of them. There's one called the Bouncer. It shoots a bomb that when it explodes, turns into smaller bombs that explodes, turns into smaller bombs. So it's just like a bunch of explosions. Mm-hmm. Mr. Zircon.
Yeah. Love him.
He's like a robot butler that follows you around and fires lasers for you. And in the most recent game, he has over 8 minutes of combined voice lines. So he's always saying something different.
Okay. He's kind of like a passive buff, right? Like you activate Mr. Zircon and he like follows you around, but you can still use more guns, correct?
Yeah, he's like he's like a sentry turret that follows you, basically. Yeah. And as you upgrade him, you get his wife and kids that join along.
No fucking way.
Drag them into the war?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, he's a serf. He should know his place, right?
He's a what?
He's a serf.
He is, yes.
Yeah. There's the Warmonger, which is like was in the first one, and that's like the thing you have to save up like a million nuts and bolts to buy. But once you get it, it's a rocket launcher that just does insane damage. Super slow fire rate, but like crazy explosions.
Doesn't it shoot like one giant rocket that can basically clear the screen?
Yeah.
I never got it. I know that. Like I know I wanted it, but in the PS3 ones at least, it is like either 100,000 or a million. It was more money than I'd ever seen in the game, and I was like, nah, it's not fucking happening. Not for me.
Not worth the grind.
No.
And then there's the Groovatron. That's the thing I mentioned earlier. It's the disco ball that shoots out and makes them dance. And I can still hear the music in my head because of how many times I've done it in 2016.
I can't hear it.
There's a lot going on, dude.
I can't hear it, though, dude.
I can't sing it. I can hear it.
Give me the horns.
That's not that right.
That's like that's the meme sax song.
Yeah, exactly. So how did this game come to be? Insomniac just had finished making Spyro, Year of the Dragon. So that was the third Spyro game. They're like all really popular up to this point.
Yeah.
Insomniac just made fucking everything. They're so prolific.
Yep. Back in the day, they worked alongside Sony and made a lot of the first games that made it to PS1 and PS2.
They did not make Jack and Daxter, although if you were an idiot like me, you might have thought that they did.
It's Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog.
I think you can be forgiven.
They're just, in my mind, they're like almost a Venn diagram for like a lot of the Insomniac games. I'm just like, it was probably Naughty Dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sly Cooper 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, charming teenage cartoon animal does things. It's just like, I don't know, they're all the same fucking thing.
One of those, you know.
Yeah. Super Mario 64 worked out pretty well. We better make some games that have like a 3D world that you can explore and collect things. So Insomniac made Spyro. They wanted to move into a new IP, though, since Spyro series was owned by Universal Interactive Studios. So they went...
Really?
Yep. And the PlayStation 2 was recently announced in the year 2000. Insomniac began to prototype ideas for the games on the new console. And they came up with some pretty funny ideas. One they called Monster Knight and never got past prototyping. Their second idea aimed to be a mashup of The Legend of Zelda and the Tomb Raider series. And it was going to be called Girl with a Stick.
Awful.
I looked it up and there's some artwork and it's a girl with some tattoos and she has a stick.
Good for her.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, it says it does what it says on the box. That's good. unlike The Last of Us Part 1, which is filled with people all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, how many people does this fucking virus even kill?
After about 6 months of development on Girl with a Stick, Insomniac CEO Ted Price decided to cancel it as the team wasn't feeling it.
Okay. Fair.
Really? With a title like that, they weren't fucking roaring to go?
I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm connected to Girl with a Stick, you know?
You want us to ship in some sticks?
Yeah, yeah.
maybe some sticks around the office would help.
Maybe some girls, too. What was that, Marvin? Nothing.
This is 1999 game development. None of that bullshit. Yeah. And he smacked him across the face with a stick. So it's like the Mortal Kombat development. He like walks up to the whiteboard and like wipes away the S from stick and just puts a K. And they're nah, this isn't going to work.
So obviously Girl with the Stick wasn't it, because we don't know about that game today. Chief Creative Officer Brian Hastings proposed the idea of an alien that travels from planet to planet collecting weapons and gadgets, and that inspired the team. So
no title, just by default that sounds fucking better.
Yeah.
What, it's a girl with a stick who travels from planet to planet except collecting gadgets? No, that's stupid. What about an alien traveling from planet to planet collecting gadgets? It's very different. I like that one.
What if we had multiple sticks? Yeah. What if we made the sticks guns? Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay.
The one girl with a stick stand in the office is just sitting there, just like trying to rush up the stairs, holding a bunch of papers of like new design stick design ideas. Oh, Jeremy, you made it.
Girl with a stick tattoo.
She's like tattooed stick into some fat guy's chest.
Yeah.
So artists got to work on putting up some concept art for the character, because as far as they know now, it's an alien character. Originally, it was reptilian, so there's a lot of reptiles being drafted up. But in the end, they landed on a feline human that they called a Lombax. And that was Price came up with that. The CEO of the company came up with the race of the character, which that stuff doesn't really happen, I feel like, anymore. They don't have a lot of creative power, the CEOs of most companies.
Oh. Well, most of them are just like, I guess I run it like reptilian businessmen who aren't creative. Like back in the day when a dev team was small, like the CEO was just the guy who owned the garage, right?
Yeah.
It was a reptilian businessman who was like, no one would believe a reptile with any kind of power. Make it a cat instead. An insidious cat.
So along with this character, they named Ratchet, who's the person, this is our main character, the feline humanoid.
Protagonist.
We gave him a robotic companion. I don't know why I said it like that.
Robotic. He got a robotic companion. He's got like a robot friend as a man.
Hey, I'm fixing it.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, they're kind of the same height as the two guys, Dustin Hoffman and John Voight from that movie, I think.
Hey, I'm traveling from planet to planet collecting gadgets here.
I'm also a gigolo.
With my
I think is what that movie's about.
With my robotic companion, okay? My robotic pimp.
He's also a gigolo. We're both gigolos.
So he was based off of a Star Wars character. Can you guess which one?
C-3PO.
Yeah. He was supposed to be a child version of C-3PO. That's what he was inspired by. But later they decided that Ratchet and Clank should work like a buddy cop film and make them more equals rather than an indentured servant.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. It's Danny Glover and Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Good. So that's kind of the background. We ditched Girl on a Stick and we ended up with Ratchet and Clank, thank God, because maybe Girl on a Stick would have been good, but it doesn't sound fleshed out.
I hope that was a working title.
Six months of development.
I hope it wasn't.
Yeah,
6 months is a long time not to have a real title, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not. My God, come on.
Back in the day, you take 18 months to make a game. That's like a third of the dev time.
I feel like back in the day, it took longer. I wasn't in the games industry in the 1990s, but...
Yeah. Mind you, I'm still not. And in 1997, I was like... Six.
back in the day, you had a team of four guys in a garage, whereas today you have 30 developers working on a AAA title like this. Like, I just feel like they'd get it done sooner. But I don't know, truthfully. Tweet at us, crunch at us, if you know anything about 1990s game development.
The year was 2000. Whenever they were looking to start a new IP, right? And the game was released in 2002. So it took about 2 years.
There you go.
From Girl on a Stick to Ratchet and Clank, whenever that came out.
Girl on a Stick?
Oops.
With a stick. Small change, big difference.
Exactly. Food item?
I used the wrong, what's the with and on? A conjunction? No.
Preposition.
Preposition.
And yeah. you seemingly prepositioned this woman or this girl.
Yeah, so the game came out in 2002 and it was a success. And it led to many iterations that we know today. And now I kind of want to get to know the background of Clank, then get to know Ratchet, and then the history of the Lombax through Ratchet. And then that's where we're going from here. If nice. We have time, the stick from...
Yeah, from what's the
stick? Yeah, so Clank, he has a real name, and it's very exciting. It's XJ0461.
Okay. That's more like a model number, really.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he has a serial number. I guess, yeah, model number and serial number. The serial number is B5429671, and that'll be on the test, so remember.
You just file that off, and then you can have your unregistered blank. Don't worry about it.
So he is the secondary protagonist, and he's also a playable character in the Ratchet & Clank series. Even in Agent Clank, you get to play him and only him.
Because he's a movie star, isn't he?
So he may become a movie star, but he definitely doesn't start as one.
I thought Agent Clank was like his Austin Powers, not quite James Bond movie series that he like acted in.
That sounds vaguely familiar to me.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if that's right.
I could be way off. I thought the PS Vita or maybe just the PSP one, but I thought both were just like Clank spinoffs.
Yeah, I know one of them is the Agent Clank. I have the name of the other one here.
Yeah.
It was Size Matters, so that's probably Clank 2 because he's the small one.
Okay.
It's the one where they send Clank to the Bay of Pigs to try and kill Castro.
Yeah. And again, I thought Size Matters would make sense that it was also that one, but I was again thinking of Jak and Daxter, where all the PSP games for Jak and Daxter, it was just Daxter. Like
dang,
in the PSP one, so a little too similar for my monkey brain to wrap it better. I have to remember it's a cat boy, not elf boy.
Yeah,
and it's much bigger in Ratchet and Clank.
It's two syllable name and one syllable name, not one syllable name and two syllable name.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll try and come up with a convenient mnemonic for you to remember it.
So Clank was actually born on the planet Quartu, which you get to visit in the most recent game.
A Pentium 2 processor. He was born on.
It's a crack in time, right?
No, the most recent game is just Ratchet and Clank.
Oh,
2016.
I see.
Okay. It's the PlayStation 4 version.
Okay.
It might be in he is important in a crack of crack in time as well, and we'll get to why.
Yeah.
But first he's born in Quartu. And that's on a production line in a factory producing sentry bots. So there's all these like huge armored like robots with giant guns, and then this little tiny innocent robot, and he's created by his mother, which was a computer on the factory line.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And she harbored ill will towards Drek, who is the main bad guy in the most recent game, the villain in Ratchet & Clank PS4. And so she created him, I guess, to throw something into the cogs of that machine. I'm not sure what.
Throw a machine into the cogs of that machine.
Yes.
But you needed a small enough one to grind up in there.
So yes. Are we going to get into why she was not a fan of Drek? Or is that just like not touched on?
I didn't look into it. I was more interested in why... Let me see. I just pulled up Clank. We'll do it live. Clank's mother is a character. She probably isn't treated well. Yeah. Had no apparent...
but was a parent.
Didn't know what to do.
Oh, she wasn't in the 2016 reimagined game, which explains why I don't remember her. And she's not in the movie either. So this was only in the original game when it first came out way back when.
Okay. Almost like retconned out, if anything.
Yeah, and there's no motives here. On
Seems like an odd thing to retcon out. It's like, do these characters need families? Like, fuck it, take it out.
I like her not having a motivation, though, makes a lot of sense to me. It just feels like one of those early like game dev things where it's like, oh, you know, people want to play the game, they don't care so much about the lore, they'll wonder why Clank wants to stop this guy, so we'll say it's his mother. Nobody's gonna wonder why his mother wants to stop this guy. Nobody's gonna go that far. Nobody
Drek,
20 years later is gonna be digging this up and trying to figure out why she didn't like him.
There's one sentence. She harbored disdain for Chairman Strike's plans for destruction. And I do remember in the game he has like a laser that he blows up planets with. So she didn't like that.
Generally despotic warlord.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And even his computer didn't like him.
She didn't like bad guy because bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Good enough for me.
Which is, fair.
Yep. So he was born on the assembly line, but he wasn't himself yet. He was actually created by Orvis at the Great Clock. So this is, the Great Clock is in the Rift of, or what's the game? A Crack in Time. It is where, it's basically the clock of the whole universe. If that clock stops, time stops kind of thing. And time travel is, it's the MacGuffin in that game. Yeah, you end up there for the final.
It's the bronze dragon flight from World of Warcraft.
Yep.
The one that lets you travel in time if you're friends with the bronze dragon flight.
Exactly. But there's some sort of convoluted stuff that when you get to the end of it, like, spoiler, a lot of the Lombaxes are not around and Ratchet's one of the last ones left and he wanted to bring back all the Lombax. So he went to the Great Clock, tried to do something. Someone told him, but no, you cannot turn time backwards. It's the Great Clock, blah, 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 blah. And someone ended up giving their life just to return time to the world. That's something that happened in the Great Clock. This is where Ratchet was born, as we know him today. Yeah, he got his robot body, was sent there, and he was infused with the soul of a Zoni. So he's a robot with a soul.
And where Clank was born. I think you said where Ratchet is born.
Oh, Clank, yes, sorry. Clank was made in the factory on Quartu, but was created with given his soul by Orvis at the Great Clock.
I like that. I was going to say given sentience, but you said given his soul, and I like that. I respect it.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean he's going to heaven? Is he going to be okay at that farm?
All Clanks go to heaven.
Okay, good.
Yeah. The Zoni are like powerful beings. So the soul that he was given, it was one of a powerful being of bioenergy who can manipulate time and space to their will.
Okay. Yeah, because I know in that game you get like a time staff and you solve puzzles with yourself in the present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's 117 clones. Yeah. Basically. There's 117,000 Zoni that operate and maintain the Great Clock. And they're the universe's keeper of time and the place where Clank became his true self.
Is, because there's like the goofy janitor robot for the clock, right? Who like has like...
I haven't actually played this one, so you're telling us.
Oh, never mind. I was just speculating. I was trying to like wade through my own memories.
Sure,
so
Loreboy's canon. There's a goofy janitor in that game.
Yeah. What's he do?
He helps Clank around. He's like the tutorial guy.
What's his name?
Oh, Christ.
Mopbot 5000.
Kronok, because it's time.
Oh, okay.
The Chrono Cleaner.
Yeah, there you go.
Time heals all stains.
That's good, dude. I like that one. Hello there, Clank. Not to worry. Time cleans all stains.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like one big ad for Clorox.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Clank is actually the chosen one in Zoni culture, and the Zoni don't actually appear to anyone in the game except for Clank because he has one of their souls, so they're invisible to everyone, and they can appear to him and he'll relay the information to Ratchet in the Polaris Galaxy.
That's convenient. Sounds like a snake oil salesman to me.
Yeah.
These invisible things that no one can see have been giving me advice, Ratchet. We need to go here and kill all these reptile men. Like, yeah. Okay, seems odd.
Sure thing. Maybe we should piss in his mouth. Really? They told you that? Okay.
They felt your distrust because the Zoni eventually do become visible to everyone once they gain the trust, I guess. Once they realize they can trust Ratchet, they'll just show up to him.
Nice. Yeah.
They'll give Clank visions for the future. They also provide certain things like the Robo Wings, which like helps you fly long gaps. We can press hold X in the air to fly across long gap. Or I think there's also a helipad version of that where you have a little helicopter.
Okay.
Yeah, because Clank also doubles as a gameplay mechanic where you wear him as a backpack and he has like a bunch of different little things and gadgets that he can deploy to help you.
Yeah. They give him the geo laser. They give him a few other things. And that's where Clank comes from. To give you background, he is a robot, but he's given the soul of a Zoni time traveling bioenergy weird things that
he's a Zamboni who cleans the space-time continuum
with a time ghost inside of it.
So that's Clank. We know that about him, but he's kind of like the secondary character. So let's get to know the first character, the main character, the one that you play as first, and his name is Ratchet, the main protagonist of the Ratchet and Clank series.
Dirty boy.
Yep. Yeah, it's not Clank and Ratchet. Come on, let's get out of here.
That's Jack and Daxter. That's Jack Don't mix Daxter, our syllables
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daxter and Jack? I almost said Daxter and Ratch.
Ratch and Jaxter.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ratchet is one of the last surviving Lombaxes in the game's universe. Depends on how you would define universe, I guess, but you may be asking, what's a Lombax and what's Ratchet's history? I can feel you asking it.
Jamie, I have a question.
Yeah.
I have two questions.
Oh, sure. I'm here for your questions.
What's a Lombax is my first one. And right. Just before that, my second one, what's Ratchet's history?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I'm curious about that as well.
That hadn't occurred to me.
So Lombaxes are humanoid feline-like species of renowned engineers. Okay. And they hail from the planet Fastoon.
So you're saying they're racially more intelligent than other races. You're saying they're some sort of superior race.
I'd say that they are really good at engineering, but maybe they're not that good at reading.
Yeah.
You know, strengths and weaknesses.
Maybe they don't have a lot of
up to their foreheads to see what they're good at yet.
Let me get my calipers.
Yeah.
Careful, guys. We're coming up on a great war where there may or may not be some genocide. I don't want to get too many parallels here.
Was phrenology involved?
Yeah. So they're from the planet Fastoon in the Polaris galaxy, and they have some of the universe's most advanced technology in the form of powerful weaponry, fast spaceships, and they have an innate affinity towards machinery.
But they didn't produce the Clank bots.
No.
Or the time clock. So really, they think themselves pretty high and mighty here for people who can't stop time.
Yeah, most of the Lombaxes are like no longer around in the game universe by the time Ratchet comes to be.
Oh, yeah. So they would have invented Clank bots and a time-stopping clock, but they were just genocided too soon.
Yes, but they were maybe their like advances is what led to Clank. You know, it's hard to say.
Okay, yeah.
Like
okay.
Maybe they invented the robot, but it wasn't quite. One thing that they did use is full body armor suits that are like tight fitting, but add extra powers, and you can like fit guns onto them and stuff.
They're secure, but also show off your curves.
Yeah, they're hot.
Those are feline curves. People, if you don't show off the curves, really.
Exactly.
So they invented the first robot, a Lank, and then somebody else came up with the idea to add a C to it.
Yes. Yes.
Do they have since they're so into like manual labor and like mechanical engineering and trades and shit, do they have the opposite of like doctor parents on Earth, where like you've got like a doctor parent and he's just like, no son of mine's gonna be a mechanic, but now they're like, no son of mine's gonna be a doctor. Wasting those rough, calloused hands on healing people? I don't think so.
Now go get your wrench and get some grease on those mitts.
Yeah.
You guys are way overestimating how dirty engineers get their hands.
Yeah, that's true.
You're thinking of mechanics.
Yeah. Well, although the game kind of portrays engineers as mechanics as well, like that, the Ratchet's signature thing is not actually a ratchet, it's a wrench. And,
Well, that's confusing.
Yeah.
They couldn't just give him a ratchet? Functionally the same if you're just going to hit people with it.
They can't expect kids to know what a ratchet is, so they just gave him a wrench.
Okay, yeah, and called him Ratchet.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't have called it Wrench and Clank is shitty. Yeah. But then again, guys, get your story straight. You couldn't figure up a better title for Girl with a Stick for 6 months until you gave up, and then you're like, Ratchet and Clank. It's like, what's he holding? I don't care. Just print the disc. Yeah.
It was, the limitations of the PS1 wouldn't let them 3D illustrate a ratchet, so they had to go with a wrench.
Yeah, the rotating bit of the actual ratchet, the mechanical bit, they couldn't render that properly. They were just like, screw it, it's too hard.
They couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. It's called the Omni Wrench, and apparently it was quite popular in all of their culture, and it's something that Ratchet carries with him. It's your melee weapon in the game. If you kill things with your melee weapon, if I remember right, you'll get higher chance for like life upgrades and stuff like that. So,
Really?
Yeah. So, and I guess ammo as well, because if you run out of ammo, then you're half to melee, which it's just a mechanic to make sure you always have ammo.
Yeah.
Okay. Be like the glory kills from the later Ratchet and Clank games. I believe they're called Doom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doom and Eternal.
Yep. So, if there is a whole planet of Lombax and Lombaxes, Lombi? I'm not sure.
Lombaxes?
Lombaxes, probably.
I like Lombax.
Lombodes?
Lombaxes.
All of the Lombax.
Lombaxes versus the Lomballies.
That is the title of this episode.
Lombax.
Yeah. So they're the Lombaxes, I guess, or the Lomballies. I'm not sure which one they are, but...
well, who did the genociding? It's really easy to figure out.
Yeah. They both did. They both did. They both will.
Oh.
Yeah, so the... Basically, why is there a whole planet of them, and Ratchet's only one of the last ones? The Lombaxes came from Fastoon, and years ago had fought the Great War against the Kragmite Empire. So the Kragmites are humanoids. They have, like, a humanoid head, and then kind of a curved body with, like, little insect legs, sort of. But it's all cartoony, so it's hard to call them insects, but they look more like an insect than a person.
I would have guessed they were rock monsters because of the crag thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
Although the mite thing does kind of say insect. I'm wrong. Never mind.
Yeah.
Nothing new there?
Nope. Just cut that out.
They have an oversized head and like a little tiny body, or the one that we do see. And the one that we do see in the game is Percival Tachyon? It's T-A-C-H-Y-O-N. Tachyon?
Yeah.
So that's the only one I know of, and that's what he looks like. Maybe he was a run to the litter, and the other ones look like giant, cool insects, but he's got just a big old head and a tiny body.
Well, that's, like Peter said, the mite part of it would be the small.
Percival Tachyon?
Yeah.
Just a little tachyon.
I'm Googling what a tachyon actually is, because I feel like...
Just some kind of theoretical particle. I don't know if they're real.
Yeah. It's okay. Some kind of theoretical particle.
And Percival is long for Percy.
Oh,
it's so rare that somebody clarifies what a name is long for.
Richard is long for dick.
Richard longs for dick. What?
Something new, whatever.
So the great war between the Lombax and the Kragmite Empire, at first it was a stalemate, but the Center for Advanced Lombax Research, which I didn't think of the acronym, Cowler, was developing a weapon to end the war, the Dimensionator. So,
okay.
Yeah. The name's not great, but it basically just banishes things to another dimension.
I'd say the name is great then. That's exactly what I was going to guess. Unless you're trying to code name your secret weapons so that the ally can't figure out what they do.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they called it... What's the actual machine that Alan Turing made? It wasn't called the Read Nazi Mail Machine.
it wasn't Enigma. It was...
Turing?
It was the Enigma Machine, yeah.
No, exactly. The Enigma Machine is what it decoded. The Enigma Machine is what the Axis used to code their messages.
I see.
The Lombaxes.
Yeah,
the Lombaxes used.
I don't remember what they called his. At Bletchley Park.
Shit. Oh, well.
Margaret Atwood during the Second World War was surveilled by MI5 because 2 years before the war, she wrote a short story about a bunch of spies creating computers at Bletchley Park. They were just like, how the fuck did you know that? But she just like happened to guess that.
How old is she?
Old.
Holy fuck.
She's like 80 or 90. She must be. She just wrote another book and it was like a big thing. It was like, oh, she's really old, but she put out another book last year.
Wow. Right. Well, I hope she lives forever, but the Lombaxes did not exist. The Kragmites did not exist forever.
Hate to disappoint you, but Margaret Atwood's going the way of the Kragmites at some point.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Kragmites come for us all.
So, I don't know if the Lombaxes killed the Kragmites. What's more likely, they just sent them somewhere else. They got sent to another dimension entirely. So, what that means is, like, we haven't really seen anything from other dimensions that much. The door is kind of being opened because Ratchet and Clank rift apart, there is an unknown visitor that comes to the universe and opens up rifts to other dimensions. So Cragmites could make a comeback. We'll see. With all new PS5, you know, and it has screamingly fast load times. an SSD. Yeah, anyways, they could just do more with the game. So you're going to be able to travel from dimension to dimension with less downtime, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, fuck load screens, man.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck PlayStation's load screens.
That's yeah. Rather easy.
It's the problem with having like a 25 gigabyte Blu-ray disc, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so the Cragmites, they're sent away. Lombaxes win. They're in a world where the Lombaxes beat the Lomballies. But
okay.
So years later, the Lombaxes are working in their Trillium mines, and one of them comes across a frozen Cragmite egg.
Trillium is the provincial flower of Ontario.
It is. Yeah, it's a type of metal in this game. So they're not mining for flowers.
Maybe they are.
Maybe. So much like the Metroid games, this is always a bad idea. They took pity on the egg, on the small creature. And
never
they
take
raise
pity on a baby.
Nope.
Never.
If you see a baby hippo, you stomp it out immediately because it's going to grow up to be a monster.
Yeah, exactly.
You had a hippo earlier this week. Your dog got it, though.
Oh, yeah. My dog got a mouse. It was upsetting for everybody.
Not the dog.
No, she was actually very happy. She trotted away with it. Like, this is mine now. I'm going to go eat it. I'm like, no, you're dropping that. Yeah, so Cragmite did not get eaten by my husky. It was taken in by the Lombax and raised as one of their own. And it would become Percival Tachyon.
That was pretty my guess, yeah. Did they accidentally raise a genocidal warlord, but then accidentally teach him to read so he found out what they did to his family?
Yeah, that's it.
You guessed exactly what happened. He was taken on by them, and he was actually really smart. Like, he brought a new outlook or insight onto how they approach science, and he helped them further a lot of things.
Not
he ended up,
but STEM is what he introduced.
Yeah, he got more women and people of color in STEM. So really, he was a hero.
Lombaxes, female Lombettes. What are they called?
Lombettes, Lombetties, Lombetties, and Lombobs.
Yeah. So he grew up to be an inventor, Tachyon Percival. He proposed many ideas for tech that the Lombaxes adopted, and it was light years beyond what they were using. So it forwarded their science by a lot. So he's well respected. But many Lombaxes, including Caden, which is Ratchet's father, was skeptical of his ideas and his motives.
Well, but back in my day, they weren't allowed to drink from the same water fountain as us. The fuck?
Yeah, we invented
what were they called again? Oh, you've got like the Cragmite and Irish washroom that they all have to use.
Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't really trust him. There were some that did trust him. One of Caden's best friends actually let Tachyon study all of the Ratchet and Clank universe's technology from the Lombaxes. So he got all the information through one of Caden's friends. Caden was against it, though. Caden's friend, who would eventually be wrong, was exiled later in the game because of his mistake. Some Lombax were reasoning that Polaris was still a dangerous place and they would need the help and his inventions. So some say we need him. He is helping us further science. Others say he is part of the enemy and he's going to destroy us all.
So half the people were like, hey, he's a value to society. He contributes. And half the society was like, I don't like the color of his skin.
Or his bug legs.
Yeah, or his weird bug legs.
Which was the problem for them? Which what direction does it go in?
Well, the biggest issue is that he doesn't use the washroom in a little square box of sand in the corner of the room.
Oh,
yeah.
He always tries to use the big boy washroom. Hmm?
Yeah. Well, the Lombax would use the box, and then he keeps trying to install plumbing, and people just think it's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to have shit water flowing underneath my house? No, thank you.
Ew.
I will shit in a dusty box.
Yeah, a lot of Lombax would go to his house and stand on his counter and look him in the eyes and then knock a glass off the table.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker would just pick it up, clean it up.
Yeah.
That Lombax hit it on the ground for a reason. Come on.
Some kind of brush on a long stick. We were terrified.
Yeah. He invented the vacuum cleaner, and it was just, it was all over for the Lombaxes. They're like, no, he's too powerful.
That could legitimately be a gun in a weapon, Ratchet and Clank. Yeah, where you suck things up and then shoot it back. I think there might be a gun like
There's
that.
There's a fucking PlayStation game, I don't know what it's called, with like a cat with like a vacuum cleaner that travels through time.
There is. Oh my god, what is it? Is it PlayStation or is it the original Xbox?
Is it Blinks?
Blinks, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Blinks the cat, man. I think it's original Xbox.
Oh, yeah, whatever the fuck that was. Yeah, but there's a cat vacuum crossover already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Xbox, in Microsoft news, Twitch, or not Twitch, all of Mixer's shutting down. It was sold to Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
I don't understand. Didn't they pay Ninja like $100 million like a month and a half ago to do that exclusively? And then they're just like, actually, fuck it.
All of those contracts are null now, so Twitch... is probably going to have people like Ninja and Shroud and all those Mixer exclusives back.
What was the point?
I don't know, man. Facebook didn't get their... They don't own those people, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, the point for Mixer was to save themselves, so, or to up their stock value so that Facebook would buy them, obviously.
Oh, that's probably true,
and then they
yeah.
get to renege on the contracts and not pay them. Like,
yeah.
Sounds like a win-win to me. Although Facebook's just probably just going to shut it down or just like... incorporated into Facebook Gaming, right?
Yeah, that's what it is going to be in, is Facebook Gaming, yeah. But we'll see. Anyway, so that's Microsoft stuff. Well, back to the Sony universe, where everything is fine. So Tachyon, he's nose in the books. He's got his little bug legs walking around the lab, and he's reading the history books, and he realizes that his whole people, the Kragmites, were... actually sent into another, they were exiled and sent, maybe killed by the Lombaxes.
All these history books between the beginning and end of some kind of war. Yeah. I'm not really sure what's going on.
No. We didn't kill them. We just sent them to another dimension. They're probably fine.
They might have died there, but we didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been to Wendy's. You've had a Baconator. They had a Dimensionator. Yeah, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Exactly. Frankly, maybe the other dimension is more pleasant than trying to poop out that much meat. Who knows?
Yeah. So he was very upset, and he betrayed the Lombaxes. He left them. He took some tech with him, and he started working with an alien race called the Dropids, Dropyds.
Okay.
And do you remember the enemies that are fish in robot suits?
I mean, if I saw a picture, I'd probably recognize it.
Like a robot man with just like a fishbowl and a goldfish in the head?
More or less exactly that,
aren't they? Something like that? Like an angry fantastic. Fish.
They're very Earthworm Jim-esque, where it's like a suit, but just like a tiny thing in it. And the Dropids, they came from an aqua planet, and he just used all the tech that he discovered to make these robot suits for these fish. And whenever you kill them in the game, this is in the most recent game, like you can pop the head or whatever, and then there's like just a fish flopping on the ground.
I'm a fishy boy in a fishy world.
I like how he can make an army of robotic suits for all these fish people that he wants to like get into his army, but he can't make bulletproof glass. No, it'd be too heavy.
Yeah.
I wonder how they control it, if it's like that thing on Twitch where they had fish tanks, and if you swim to one side, that means one button, or the swim to the other side means another button.
Oh, did they have goldfish like playing Pokemon or something?
That Pokemon, I think they had them fighting each other in fighting games and stuff like that.
I've seen on QI, they had like way back, like whatever, 10, 15 years ago, but it was a fish tank, which is like tank treads, and whichever... like the same thing, whichever side of the fishbowl that the fish swam towards, the tank would go that way.
Yeah.
Had science gone too far?
They have like rat. They give like rats little cars too, which I think operate on the same principle.
Okay, I feel like a rat could figure it out. I'm not sure a fish could.
Because like, look, if my Uber driver showed up and was a rat or a goldfish, I'd probably still get into the rat one.
Yeah. I think a rat as a concept of like. Of not water better. Like a rat could understand the ground that it was traversing, but a fish would only ever know the tank it lived in.
That's true.
What is your proverbial fish tank, Ethan?
I don't know. COVID-19 quarantine?
We'll say.
Yeah.
with restaurants reopening today in our fucked up country.
Yeah. Well, everything is kind of messed up in real world, and it is messed up here too, because Percival, he got all these fish people. He got also the space pirates, which is the other enemy, which are they come in a variety of shapes and sizes, but they're the other bad guys.
Anybody can be a pirate.
Yeah, they've got a very open hiring platform. You don't need a degree or even a CV or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A CV.
Yeah. Hey.
A resume. Yarr.
E reference be stapled to the back, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's fish and pirates. Fish and pirates, just like the CEO is wanted. And Lombaxes fought and lost against Tachyon's Drophid armies, and they were driven all the way back to their home planet of Fastoon. And within the court of Azimuth, they used the Dimensionator to flee their own dimension.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But someone had to hit the off switch or something like that. So Kaidan stayed behind with his son Ratchet to guard the Dimensionator.
There you go.
Like a film camera has a timer on it. They didn't.
Yeah.
Again, practical solutions is the domain of the mechanic, not the engineer.
Right. Yeah. They never thought that they'd have to use it on themselves, I guess. But they so Kaidan stayed behind with the sun.
Like a string tied to the trigger. Yeah. The room.
Yeah, but.
Just a bag of sand on the lever, right? Something to just weigh it down eventually, like.
Yeah, just like some of it just like dumping out, so it like lifts up.
Yeah.
You know they have sand too, since they're all cats.
Yeah. Or they didn't have any clean sand; it all clumped up. That's probably it.
All of the Lombaxes get sent through, and Kaidan stays behind with his son to guard the Dimensionator. Kaidan then hits a new address on the Dimensionator, or somehow sends Ratchet to the Solana galaxy, where you actually start the first game. He gets sent, and he's basically a parentless kid and the last of his kind that is really good at engineering.
He's like kind of Superman, if you think about it. Yeah.
Well, he's very it's very Home Alone-esque, isn't it? Just comes up with all these crazy contraption and gadgets and traps and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Honey, we forgot Ratchet.
Instead of his dad just going to the airport and forgetting about him, though, his dad did give his own life to save his kid.
Wait, why did he die?
I guess like in the final, just to be able to send him away and get the time that he needed, he was overrun.
They also didn't have a timer on the warp thing, so somebody had to stay behind to warp him to another galaxy, and at that point, why not just warp him with the rest of his kind to the other dimension?
Oh, no, I'm going to stay here and guard it with my infant son. Yeah. Cool. Wait, why?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send him somewhere else for some reason.
Do you want us to take your infant son? Like, no, he'll stay with me. It'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be fine on his own somewhere else.
Yeah. So that is pretty much the story of how Ratchet came to be, like the story of the Lombax. They had the war with the Kragmites. Then he was sent to a planet. That's why he's all by himself, the last of his kind. And his dad died.
Is he adopted by somebody? Because he's like working on a ship or something in the first game or whatever, right? He gets step parents.
He gets like another humanoid who owns a garage, and he's like, Ratchet, go turn that thing 3 times so you can learn how to play the game before you move on and there's an invasion.
Oh, yeah. I like those old-timey tutorials, too, where it's just like, hey, Ratchet, when you get to the bolt, hold square and rotate the analog sticks.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, he's your robotic companion.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you hold X, then you can glide with your robot companion.
Yeah. So that's the story how Ratchet became one of the last Lombaxes in the game universe, as people were sent to a different dimension, and the day his dad took a dirt nap in the Forever Box.
Now,
God.
Now, Ratchet has no idea that his parents were part of the Lombaxes and not the Lomballis, correct?
Yeah, so he doesn't really know the history. How you learn this, I'm not actually sure. It wasn't in the game that I played.
Is he Moses? I guess Moses and Superman are basically the same story.
Yeah, I think there's actually Ratchet and Clank comics out there. because I was watching a YouTube video today and he kept referring to volume 1, volume 2 and things like that. But he was awful to watch because all he would do is he's like, and this is what Ratchet and Clank said they would do. But you know what? This is why it's so wrong and unfeasible. It was just a guy picking apart the Ratchet and Clank universe. I couldn't watch it for long.
Would you say that we improved on the Ratchet companion piece?
Yeah. The other history of the Lombaxes was just bashing the universe. So I think this is easier to listen to. But
you're welcome, listeners.
So yeah, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart doesn't have a release date, but it's coming out on the PS5. It's just announced. Like I said, they're opening up the possibility of going to different dimensions, so maybe Ratchet will get to meet his whole people, maybe some members of his family.
I know there's in the trailer, I know there's like a girl Lombax, and I don't know if that's like a gender swap of like an alternate universe where it'd be like girl Ratchet and tall Clank would be their like opposites.
Yeah, she makes it in somehow, and that wasn't really explained. I was trying to look for that. All I know is that female Lombaxes don't have tail. Male do have tail.
Well, I mean, a lot
is
of
tail penis
dimorphic?
Is tail penis? Great question.
Or is it just like a peacock tail where they like fan it out when they're horny?
It's like
when you're horny and you want to find yourself some hot gams, hold square on the controller.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the Ratchet & Clank universe, without getting into any of the games too much, but kind of brushing all the prehistory stuff that I never knew about from playing many of the games, and hopefully stuff you didn't know about either. And honestly, I really recommend the 2016 version. It goes on sale for like $20 all the time, and I think it's worth $20. It's so much fun. Yeah.
So get it. Crunch at Insomniac and buy their game.
But make sure you tell them that we sent them so we can get our check too.
Yeah.
Dude, use the day we start getting
promo code Loreboys at checkout.
Dude, I
got the PlayStation Store. Yeah, fucking try it. I dare you.
Just Loreboys translated to PlayStation is XX square circle triangle XX square circle.
I'm excited for the day that we get a free Steam key or something like that. I sold so many copies of
we got
Stardew Valley.
We got the Surge, my dude.
The Surge.
I got shout out to Deck13. I got a copy of War Tile recently, which I only played for a couple hours, but it's really neat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Love it. I'll keep doing that.
So you know what, Jamie? We're there. We've made it. Congratulations.
Nice. All right, if you want to find me on the internet, right now I'm playing through The Last of Us 2, and I've been streaming most of the experience. I'll probably even stream tonight, night of recording. And by the time this comes out, I'll still be streaming. So if you want to see how that game's played and see my dumb face.
Recording on the 22nd. Yeah, I'll still be streaming on the 24th.
Jamie's literally streaming for 48 hours starting now. So buckle up, everyone.
What I mean is I kind of sporadically stream, but I'll probably still be doing my sporadic streams by the time this comes out.
I would like to still have electricity and internet in 2 days.
Also join the Discord. I just server boosted us today, so we have even more emote slots, so come on in, show us some emotes, check the about section, give us a boost if you can. I would love to have our own Earl for it, so if you have a boost just sitting on your account, please think about giving it to us and join the Discord. It's a lot of fun in there. How about you guys? Where can I find you?
You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. If you want to join the Discord, here, I got you a one-day link, capital F, discord.gg/RN6S A.
That'll expand.
Yeah, it'll expire before the episode goes live. But if somebody's listening to this before the episode goes live, you know where to find us.
Check out in the PlayStation Store.
Margaret Atwood's probably listening in to us right now, with all of her spy covert ops.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta send MI5 to investigator.
Call the RCMP, because she had 3 nerds in one of her books, and I'm suspicious that it's us.
Dude, call the cops in 2020? No, thank you.
Oh, my. The RCMP arrested a bunch of Americans for trying to sneak into Alberta.
They got into Banff. Like they were hiking. It was on their way back that they were like, "What the fuck were you doing?" Because they lied about coming into the country.
Oh my god!
Go home, you Yankees. Stay out.
So, Peter, where are you on the internet?
I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter and at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram. And also, if you want to email us like this fine gentleman, you can do so at loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. Oh, sorry, you're pointing at something. I thought you wanted my attention.
I was pointing at you to say you got an email.
Oh, Yes, it is. Hi, boyos. And it's from Dutch Peter, who has emailed us in the past, and now he signs Dutch Peter.
Friend,
so.
Friend of the show?
Yeah. Yep. Why don't you legally change your name? Why don't you really prove it? Yeah.
Get Dutch Peter tattooed across your forehead.
Yeah, exactly. In Holland.
We'll give you a Discord invite that doesn't expire in a day.
So he says, great to hear that my suggestion for the Inferno has been taken into consideration and has been expanded to the entire Divina Commedia. It was I, Dutch Peter, who steered my namesake in the right direction. Lovely episode as always. I've been thinking about still more suggestions and came up with these. Battletoads lore from the old days. I didn't know there was a new one, but sure. Cool. Sins of a Solar Empire and Worms. I think we've discussed Worms before.
Worms would be
We've
great.
Never done an episode. Yeah, we haven't done an episode.
Yeah.
Team 17.
I loved Battletoads. I played Battletoads a lot as a kid. I used to rent it because I didn't own it. And that was like a game I rented like four or five times. But there's this one part of the game that I learned in speedruns is actual RNG where you're like you're flying through the air on like a skateboard or something like that. And I could never beat it as a kid, and I'm glad to know that fully grown speedrunners still can't beat it even at the best of times. I wasn't a gamer.
Yeah. And this one here I really like and kind of get the feeling, because Jamie does a lot of like real world stuff mixed with like leading into game lore, like he did today. And he says, and believe it or not, Clue lore. Yes, as in the board game Clue.
That would be cool, because the movie's great with Tim Curry.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much video games were made about it, including a CDI game, which is like that fucking the Philips thing
that has
like Eastern European monster Zelda on it.
Yeah. Mario is missing the Luigi game.
Yeah. The Wand of Gamelon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was ported to CD-ROM, so they eventually ported it out. Greets from the Netherlands sounds kind of Inferno now that I think about it. From Loreboy fan and sex move practitioner Dutch Peter.
Dude, how do you get that certificate? I want that.
So that's it. And so thanks for contacting us. Thank you for the suggestion that we're already on. Thank you for all these new ones here. Thank you for contacting us. If any of you would like to be at least this cool and maybe get a sex move named after you, depending on your name and where you're from.
The Canadian James just doesn't have the same ring, you know, as the
no. The Canadian Jim is a little better, though.
Oh, a little better.
Yeah.
A little better.
Yeah.
So reach out to us, contact@loreboys.com or loreboyspodcast@gmail.com. They go to the same place. And anybody who wants to help us keep the show going, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/theloreboys. And of course, anybody who doesn't trust Patreon, we do, of course, have Loreboys Prime. This week's Loreboys Prime, sponsored by Blue Apron. We've talked about lawn boxes. Now let's talk about lamb boxes. get a box with baby lamb in it. Baby lamb and knife included. You kill it yourself and you chop it up, fry it up on the grill. And Blue Apron, baby.
They don't pay us. They're missing out. That was a great read.
Blue Apron, crunch at us. Maybe we'll email you. We'll send them that clip where I suggested killing a baby lamb by yourself. And Blue Apron will be all
Blue Apron box actually came with a blood bucket as well, so I didn't have to get my floor dirty.
Oh, it was awesome. I smeared my baby lamb blood on my door to ward evil.
Out of the bucket.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Again, that was more from Moses. I didn't think we'd talk about him twice.
Yeah.
Constitutes a lore boys.
Hey, lore boys.
Out.
Out.
I'll write something down too. Actually, let me open a notepad for that reason.
You can't write. Don't lie to me, James.
Dude, yeah. I ordered Amazon pens and they actually showed up.
Oh shit.
Fuck you.
I didn't order Amazon pens, but I got 9 delivered to my house. It was so random. the mics are hot. Whoa. We just had a waveform that looks just like a butt plug.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Oh, can I try and make one?
Yeah.
Whoop.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah, the butt plug was actually facing the other way, so it was like a bang and then a butt. Ooh.
Does a butt plug really have a direction. I mean, other it's got like a handle of the teardrop thing, but it's just like, well, it's stage left, stage right scenario.
Exactly. But Jamie started to do it, and my first thought was, he's doing it backwards. And then I was like, oh, no, wait.
I think I can do it the other way. Oh!
No, that was terrible.
You basically that doesn't look comfortable at all.
Two big squares. Don't shove two big squares up your butt.
I mean, unless you're a professional, I guess it's probably possible.
Uh-oh. Also, we're being way too loud. It was like a very quiet sound.
Okay.
It gave it a more subtle shape, which you want. You want subtle. You want subtlety with a good butt plug.
So yeah, that's, you know why you got to shout at the beginning or at the end? You're going to lose that thing up there if you don't get put a wide bass on it.
Yeah, if you don't get the flared vowel at the end of the butt plug.
A flared handle for it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you guys ready to start?
Fusroda! That was like a butt plug going up your butt.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.